They've been dazzling people with their magic for years now, decades actually, but the Harry Potter books continue to stir up some controversy, it seems. A Catholic school in the US state of Tennessee has removed the books from its library after the school's priest said they contain actual curses and spells that can conjure evil spirits. That's right. He also says he consulted exorcists who recommended removing the books. My next guest is Simon Smart, Executive Director of the Center for Public Christianity. Simon, welcome.
Hey, Patricia. Good to chat.
Wow. Look, if this happened at my daughter's school, there would be a revolution. What do you make of the most recent ban?
Well, it's a bit strange, isn't it? Not something I can relate to, I have to admit. I think these are great stories. My kids have read them. I love that they read them. And it really, I find it's a version of Christianity I find hard to relate to, I have to say. It seems fearful and wanting to ban it, small, constricted. I think everything that Christianity isn't, or at least shouldn't be. And it's a bit surprising it's a Catholic school, actually. It's usually us Protestants who are the ones uncomfortable with the imagination and mystery, and Catholics have tended to do better on that over the years. So, yeah, it's a bit surprising, I have to say.
If this comes from a place of fear, how do you address it? Because there's clearly a belief that, you know, curses are real and they've consulted exorcists. There's a thing happening here. They seem genuinely concerned.
Yes, they do. It is a place of fear, I think. I just remind people of the genre. I mean, this is fantasy. It's made up. It's Harry Potter. It's a great story. And I think the point, you know, there's lots of ways in which this, recognising what it is and what it isn't, is really important. And the point isn't the magic, although that's an exciting part of childhood, you know, imagining you can snap your fingers or, you know, fly through the air or make the world better by waving your wand. But it is the use of the imagination that I think is a critical part of the human experience, and trying to push people towards that. This is an imaginative vehicle for talking about things that ironically are embedded in reality, like goodness and evil and fear and courage, and that life's hard and challenging and that there's death. But there's also love and beauty, and trying to make sense of all those things. You know, I think it's a great genre. It's great for kids, but not only for kids, adults too. I mean, C.S. Lewis once dedicated one of his fantasy books to his goddaughter, and he said, "One day I hope you'll be old enough to start reading fairy tales again." You know, it's not just childish, it's human stuff.
That's right. Many Christians have in fact written strong defences of the Harry Potter series, saying the story appears to be inspired by Christian themes. Do you see that?
I really do. I think in many ways it is. And there's been, as you say, philosophers, theologians, people have written about this. And they'll point out things like, they're talking about the reality of a non-material world, a spiritual world, if you like. I think we have in our society a pretty impoverished way of talking about these things, and this is a vehicle for doing that. Things like justice and transcendence, the idea that, yes, there's serious evil in the world, but there's also the possibility of hope and light can overcome darkness. I mean, this is all part of these sorts of stories. And then there's people have pointed out the very direct links. I mean, Harry Potter himself has this sort of unmistakable Christ-like attribute, like he's an outsider. He's not the one expected to save the day, and then perhaps without trying to ruin the story, there's a sacrifice, you know, for others, and then a return to life. I mean, there's lots of things I think cohere with a Christian vision of the world, and one that kind of stokes the imagination in really beautiful ways.
Such a fascinating story, Simon. Thanks for coming on.
That's good to talk to you, Patricia.
Simon Smart is Executive Director of the Center for Public Christianity, and I'd love your thoughts too. Were you banned from certain books or shows or movies for religious reasons? Do you think it helped or maybe hindered you? You know, the old banning, it always makes you want to read it more, doesn't it? In my experience anyway, anything that was banned in my house, I was like, I want to do that more often. 0418 226 576 is our text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.